Yes, indeed, and it's good to see that they got a good result, because they've had some close encounters up to this, and certainly, as I say, that will certainly be good at this stage of the season. Hopefully they can build on that on their next games. I have to apologise, Pádraig, because, as I say, I was away and I'm only back, and unfortunately the fixtures on the Ulster website, they're not coming up. So I don't know how Strabane, Newry, for instance, Virginia, Belfast High School, have you those results?
Strabane had another victory. That's four wins from four for them, Alec. 30 points to 10. So impressive stuff from our near neighbours here.
Yes, indeed. I mean, Chris Dunn, their new coach, will be absolutely delighted that, as will be the team manager, Bert Galbraith. That's a tremendous start for them, and certainly they're going to be pushing very, very strongly in that particular league. You know, they had that quite a tight game against Letterkenny earlier on, but even though they lost quite a number of players to City of Derry, they've managed to get some players back who played a couple of years ago, and certainly they seem to have a great team spirit, and that's a tremendous result.
So, Alec, we turn our attention to the Rugby Regional West. Ballyshannon shifted a heavy defeat to the City of Derry, 5 points to 60 there.
Yeah, well, I would imagine that was quite a strong City of Derry side. Their seconds didn't have a game yesterday, and possibly they've certainly strengthened their third 15 from last year. And, that's a result that I'm sure Ballyshannon are not too happy about, but that's the way it goes.
Looking at the Inishowen side of the county, 19 points to Enniskillen's 24. They were at home defeat there for Inishowen, unfortunately.
Well, again, a close encounter. That's only their first game this season, and certainly, you know, they'll be looking to, in fact, the second game they'll be looking to build on that. But nevertheless, you know, it wasn't a heavy result, and I'm sure they're very happy with that.
Also, Alec, we turn our attention to All-Ireland League 2. See Derry City getting that all-important victory, 29-15 against Tullamore.
Yeah, I was delighted to hear that score yesterday, and it's even better the fact that they scored four tries, something that they haven't been doing very much lately. That gives them 5 points, so you can't get any more than that out of it. And hopefully next week, when they travel to Brough, they can build on that. But a great start, because, as I said last week, very important that they won their opening games, and they come away with maximum points. Can only be very, very good for the sides. Oma and the same league, they went down to Ballina, losing by 23-19, and that must have been a very close encounter, I believe, that Ballina scored in more or less the last minutes of the game, and I suppose Oma at one stage thought they would have had an away victory, but they come away with a losing bonus point, but they will be a bit disappointed in that. And in AIL 2B, Barnhall, far too strong for Rennie, they won by 36 points to 14.
In the Pro 14, a strange weekend, Alec, has to be said. Connacht, well, they welcomed Leinster. Leinster too strong for them, 20 points to 3.
Yeah, this was a sort of the inter-provincials, as we call them. You know, the four provinces playing each other. Leinster obviously pretty strong, and not a massive result you'd expect. Connacht, I mean, certainly came out of that well. But I mean, I couldn't believe last night when I saw the score from Ulster. I knew that they had a lot of injuries and all the rest of it, but that's no excuse. I can't believe how many of the so-called star players are all injured. I mean, Kutsia, Jordy Murphy, Rory Best. I mean, you could go round them all, and then there's guys have played one or two games and they're injured as well. And I see worse than that for next week. John Cooney and Ian Henderson have both went off with concussion yesterday, so that looks as if they won't be playing next week. A bit of a disaster and a wake up call for Dan McFarland. Okay, they won the first four games, but certainly that one there is the biggest margin of defeat that I can ever remember on Ulster side against Munster.
And putting that down to managing injuries of players, look, they've shifted a severe amount of injuries throughout that first opening couple of victories and a draw last weekend, Alec.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing is, Pádraig, I mean, they have 2 weeks. Next week, you know, they Connacht come to the Kingspan on Friday night, and that'll be an interesting just to see what sort of side has played that one. But you know, the two Champions Cup games are the following week. Against Racing Metro and against Leicester, and those are not going to be easy sides. And if you don't have your best guys going out against them, and you have your Kutsias and your Jordy Murphys and all sitting watching those games, it's no good for Ulster, and they will certainly struggle if they can't get all these players back from injury.